们平安。
It is indeed good to be here this morning to share God's word with you.
今天早上能够在这里和大家一起分享主的话也是非常美好的。
I've been tasked by the church to preach on Job.
教会要我今天在这里和大家分享约伯记。
Yep, and we'll read from Job chapter 1 today. Brother Chen Lien will read the first half, and I'll read the second half.
Okay, 约伯记第一章第一节。乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。第六节，有一天，神的众子来次立在耶和华面前，撒旦也在其中。耶和华问撒旦说：“你从哪里来？”撒旦回答说：“我从地上走来走去，往返而来。”耶和华问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再也没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。”撒旦回答耶和华说：“约伯敬畏神，岂是无故呢？你岂不是四面圈上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有吗？他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。”耶和华对撒旦说：“凡他所有的都在你手中，只是不可伸手加害于他。”于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去。
Reading from verse 13. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. Verse 18. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose and tore his robe, and shaved his head, and fell on the ground, and worshipped. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. Now, most of us are familiar with the story of Job.
我相信大家都对约伯记的故事都相当的熟悉。
The story of Job has mystified many people for centuries.
几个世纪以来，约伯的故事让许多人迷惑。
Like Job, we have many questions but little answers.
就像约伯一样，我们有着许多的问题，但是却得到很少的答案。
Here was a wealthy and pious man from the land of Uz, in Edom.
这是一个来自以东乌斯地一个富有而且虔诚的人。
God described him as a servant. This is a highly esteemed title used mainly for kings and prophets.
上帝将他描述为一个仆人，这是一个受人尊重的那个名衔。主要是用于国王和先知。
Now in all the lands, there is none like him. He was a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil.
在地上没有人像他，他是一个完全正直、敬畏神，而且远离恶事。
His integrity and character were of the highest order.
他的正直和那品格是最高尚的。
And yet, he was about to be put on trial for a crime of which he was innocent of.
但他将即将因为他一个无辜的罪行而被审判。
Now Satan, acting as God's attorney at law, questioned the motivation behind Job's piety.
撒旦把自己当成作为上帝的一个律师，他质疑约伯的那个虔诚的动机。
He asked the most poignant question: Does Job fear God for no reason?
他问了一个非常尖锐的问题，就是约伯敬畏神。岂是无故呢？
This question pierces the heart of our story.
这个问题刺穿了我们的故事的核心。
So Satan asserts that Job's piety is because his life was good.
撒旦相信约伯的虔诚是因为他的生活是美好的。
He was only able to bless God because he lacked nothing.
他能够称颂上帝是因为他什么都不缺。
Now if God were to take away his children and his wealth, he would surely curse God in his face.
如果上帝夺走他的孩子跟他的财富，他肯定会当诅咒上帝。
And so, Job was put through a series of severe personal hardship and loss.
就这样, 他遭受了一连串严峻的个人的苦难和损失。
But despite losing everything, he was still able to bless the name of the Lord.
尽管他失去了一切, 他仍然能够称颂主名。
The Bible tells us that Job, in all of this, did not sin nor charge God with any wrong.
圣经告诉我们, 在这一切的事上, 约伯并不犯罪。
And so Satan struck Job with loathsome sores from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped his own skin while he sat in his ashes. Now Job's wife, who shared the same misery and same loss as Job, witness how much how Job was miserable.
约伯的妻子和约伯一样遭受了同样的损失，她也目睹了约伯的那悲惨的遭遇。
She encouraged Job to curse God and die.
她要约伯弃掉神，死了吧。
For in his death, there will be a sweet release of his pain and suffering.
因为只有死了，他的痛苦和折磨才得到解脱。
Instead, Job rebuked his wife and asked her if we shall only receive good from God and not evil.
但是约伯责备他的妻子，并问他：难道我们从神手里得福，不也收获吗？
Now, true to his unwavering faith, Job did not sin with his lips.
约伯对上帝的坚定不移的信仰。
So three friends came and showed their sympathy and tried to comfort Job.
三个朋友过来为他悲伤，并且安慰他。
Okay, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite.
提曼人以利法、苏亚人、比勒达和拿马人索法。
They offered him a traditional wisdom known as the retribution principle. Also known as an eye for an eye or acts and consequences. Now, the retribution principle is the belief that the righteous will prosper and the wicked will be punished. Now, this principle is integral to the understanding of God's justice.
这个原则对于理解上帝的公义是不可欠缺的。So,
how many of us here share the same thinking as this?
我们这里有多少人都认同这个想法呢?
The good will prosper, the wicked will be punished.
一人昌盛，恶人会遭到处罚。
Now, this traditional wisdom is reflected in the book of Proverbs and many other Old Testament books as well.
这个可以在那个较早的
So the principle of acts and consequences can be seen in Eliphaz's early speeches to Job.
那个行动和报应的原则可以在以利法较早时候对约伯所说的。
So he tells Job, first, God does not punish the innocent.
首先他说上帝不会惩罚无辜的人。
And second, no one is innocent before God.
其次没有人在上帝面前是无辜的。
All of us are sinful, and so if Job is suffering, therefore he is not innocent.
我们所有的人都是有罪的，所以如果约伯在受苦，他也是有罪的。
God must be punishing him for his sins.
上帝一定是因为他的罪而惩罚他。
Now in this case, Job himself does not accept this principle.
对约伯而言，他不接受这个原则。
Job maintains his innocence to the very end.
约伯 到最后还是坚持自己的清白。
Now there are two ways to understand the retribution principle.
有两种方式来理解这个报应原则。
First as theodicy, and also as theology.
就是神义论和神学。
Now as theodicy, the retribution principle attempts to defend an all-powering God in the midst of evil and suffering in our world.
神义论呢, 它的报应原则试图在这个世界的邪恶和苦难中。
As theology, The retribution principle portrays God's intention to bless the faithful and to punish the wicked.
在神学这方面, 报应原则描绘了上帝祝福义人和惩罚恶人的意图。
Now, these two perspectives are often at odds.
这两个观点经常是不对齐的。
So the role of the book of Job is to perform the radical surgery to separate theology from theodicy, contending that in the end, Yahweh's justice must be accepted on faith rather than worked out philosophically.
约伯记的角色是把神义论从神学切割开来, 主张神的义, 到头来必须以信心接受, 而不是凭哲理推论。
Now, philosophically, God's divine order to test Job's faith with such severe calamity is unjustified.
从哲学上来讲,上帝如此严峻地对约伯的考验, 是不合理的。
It begs the question of justice and mercy.
它引出了正义和仁慈的问题。
How could a good and merciful God allow a blameless man to suffer?
上帝怎么会允许一个完全人遭受这样的痛苦呢?
In his infinite wisdom, does God not know that Job was already faithful?
上帝在他那无限的智慧中难道不知道约伯的信实吗?
Isn't God all-knowing?
他不是无所不知吗?
Why fall into Satan's trap?
为什么会落入撒旦的圈套?
If God is all-powerful, could he not have prevented these sufferings in the first place?
如果上帝是全能的, 难道他不能一开始就阻止这一切的事情吗?
Now, these are indeed very valid philosophical questions.
这些的确是非常真实的哲学问题。
The unjust suffering of a righteous man and the problem of evil and suffering in this world has plagued philosophers for a long time.
义人受苦, 以及邪恶和受苦的问题, 都长期在困扰着哲学界。
Now, I do not foresee any quick resolution to this question in the near or distant future.
我不觉得这个问题在近期或者是以后
Many theologians have tried to defend God's action, traditionally known as theodicy.
许多神学家尝试为上帝做进行辩护, 也就传统上被称为是神义论。
But largely, philosophers have rejected such a defense.
许多的哲学家都拒绝了这个辩护。
As Christians, we must concede that philosophically, there is no way anyone or God can justify Job's suffering.
作为一个基督徒, 我们必须承认从哲学上, 任何人, 甚至上帝, 都无法为约伯的受难做辩护。
But this need not be the end of our conversation.
但这并不一定代表事情已经有了结论。
Theologically, the suffering of Job can be explained with a proper understanding of God's sovereignty.
从神学上来讲, 约伯的不公平受苦, 可以从
Perhaps some may blame Satan, but not Job.
有些人可能会责怪撒旦, 但不会责怪约伯。
Now, he knows clearly that it was God who is responsible for his suffering.
他清楚地知道是上帝要为他的受苦负责。
It was God who gave him up to the ungodly. It was God who set him up as a target for his archers to surround him. God's sovereignty means God alone is responsible for Job's suffering. And Job is right. He says, Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this?
他说,看这一切,
Theologically, God has never once asked anyone to defend his actions or the lack of.
从神学上来讲,
He only seeks to be feared and trusted. Yet Job never once lost faith in God.
然而约伯从始至终都没有失去对上帝的信心。
But how can we trust a God who allowed a righteous man to suffer?
我们怎么能信靠一个像那个会让约伯这样一个完全的人受苦的上帝呢?
What does it mean to trust in God in the midst of our suffering?
在苦难中信靠上帝是什么意思呢?
This brings me to another principle.
这使我想到另一个原则。
Now, as an alternative to the retribution principle, we have another important Bible truth to consider.
作为报应原则的一个替代方案, 我们必须考虑到另一个重要的原则,
known as the restorative principle.
也就是修复原则。
The restorative principle is the belief that the broken can be healed, restored, reconciled, and returned to the state of peace.
修复性原则是相信破碎的可以被医治、被修复并和好，而且还原到平安的状态。
Let's look at how this principle works in the story of Job.
那我们来看看这个原则如何被应用在约伯的故事。
Just before God returned to our story, an angry young man named Elihu spoke up and rebuked the three friends and gave his own response to Job.
在上帝回到我们的这个故事之前，一个名叫以利户的愤怒的年轻人斥责了他三个朋友，并对约伯做出了他自己的回应。
In Job chapter 33, verse 12 to 13, Elihu rebukes Job. Allow me to paraphrase. Job, you are wrong. God is far greater than you, than men. Who are you to contend against God? God doesn't need to reply to a mere mortal like you.
他在约伯记33章12到13节中，以利户斥责约伯，他说：“约伯，你这话无理，因神比世人更大，你凭什么来对抗神？神不需要回应你这区区的凡人。”
His tone was like a rash young man who knows no boundaries.
他的语气就像一个 不知道界限的那个鲁莽的年轻人。
Elihu's speech was a prelude to God's own final two replies to Job.
以利户的话 被视为是上帝对约伯最后的两次回应的前奏。
Elihu alludes to God's greatness and man's place before God.
以利户暗示上帝的
Now, the difference between Elihu and the three friends was that Elihu himself do not subscribe to that Job's suffering was a result of his sin. Now, Job may have not been punished for his wrongdoing, but as created mortals, we are in no position to question God.
约伯可能没有因为他的错误或者犯罪而遭到惩罚，但作为一个受造的人，我们无权质疑上帝的做法。So
after Elihu's speech, long speech, God came back into our story.
在以利户说完之后，上帝又回到了故事中。He
doesn't mention anything about Elihu, but the content of God's reply matches in essence to Elihu's speech.
上帝再也没提到以利户，但他的回答的内容
That is the declaration of God's sovereignty in the created order. In his reply, God never once explained why Job had to suffer. The questioner, Job, is now being questioned by God instead.
那提问者也就是约伯，他现在被上帝质疑。So
out of the whirlwind, God answered Job.
上帝在旋风中回答了约伯。Who
is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Dress for action like a man. I will question you, and you make it known to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth?
谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暧昧不明？ 你要如勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我，我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呢？
Shall a fault finder contend with the Almighty? He who argues with God, let him answer it.
强辩的岂可与全能者争论？与神辩驳的可以回答吧。
Upon hearing this, in submission, Job acknowledged that he is speechless before God.
约伯在他顺服中，他承认。 他在上帝的面前他无话可说。
He will proceed no further questioning.
他不再发问。
He never asked God for forgiveness.
他从来没有向上帝求赦免。
He never saw that he was in the wrong.
因为他从来都不认为他有错。
Instead, God makes it clear that it was Job's three friends who were wrong about God and about Job.
相反的, 上帝清楚地表明, 是约伯的三个朋友对上帝和约伯有误解。
God replied to Eliphaz, "My anger burns against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has."
上帝回答以利法, 我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作, 因为你们议论我, 不如我的仆人约伯说的事。
And my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept his prayer not to deal with you according to your folly.
我的仆人约伯就为你们祈祷, 我因约纳他, 就不按你们的欲望办你们。
In the end, God rebuked his three friends, and Job was vindicated.
最后,上帝斥责了这三个朋友, 他们错了,而约伯是对的。
In the epilogue, Job's fortune were restored.
到最后,约伯的命运得到了修复。
God blessed the latter days of Job more than he had in the beginning.
上帝祝福了约伯, 让他后来所拥有的, 比他原来所拥有的还更多。
Pastorally, I believe that the restoration policy and the principle is a more meaningful way to understand the story of Job.
在牧养方面, 我相信修复原则对理解那个约伯的故事更有意义。
I believe that both Christians and non-Christian can agree that the world today is in turmoil.
我相信基督徒或者是非基督徒, 都会同意我们今天的世界是一个非常混乱的世界。
Whether you believe in God or not, we can work together to restore the world from brokenness to wholeness.
无论你是否相信上帝, 我们都可以共同的努力, 把破碎的世界修复完整。
The restorative principle can be shared by both believers and non-believers alike.
信徒或者是非信徒, 都可以采用这个修复原则。
We can agree that humanity as a whole can do much more about the injustice that we see.
我们可以同意, 人类可以共同为这个世界的不公平做得更多。
There is more we can do for the poor and the hungry and the homeless.
我们可以为穷人饥饿的或者是无家可归的。
Now there's more we can do for the sick and to visit those in prison.
我们也可以在照顾病患和探望 坐牢的这件事情上做得更多。
This is our Christian witness.
这是我们做基督徒的见证。
As Jesus have told us in Matthew, "I was naked and you clothed me, I was sick and you visited me, I was in prison and you came to me."
就像耶稣在马太福音里说, 我赤身露体, 你们给我穿, 我病了, 你们看顾我, 我在监里, 你们来看我。
The world is indeed a broken place.
这世界的确是一个非常破碎的世界。
Some of you may know the recent shocking decision by the Supreme Court in U.S. to overturn the right to abortion policy recently.
你们当中可能一些人会听说过美国高等法院在最近推翻了堕胎权政策，这令人震惊的决定。
The Pope is in favor of this new decision.
教皇非常赞成这一个决定。
And America is deeply divided on this issue.
美国在这个问题上存在分歧。
The long debate over pro-life versus pro-choice.
这是关于生命权和自由选择权的争论。
I'm in no denial to think that I have anything worthy to add to this debate.
我没有任何建设性的论点。
But as a pastor, I have an obligation to pray for my friends in America.
但是作为一个牧师, 我有义务会为我在美国的朋友祷告。
We must pray for wisdom and for healing for this nation together.
我们必须一起为这个国家祈求智慧和医治。
Now the book of Job is not just about Job or his friends.
约伯记不仅仅是关于约伯或者是他的朋友。
It is also a book about us and ultimately a book about God.
它也是关乎我们所有人，也关乎上帝。
Our questions about suffering inevitably lead us to the question about God.
我们的受苦导致我们质疑上帝。
When we ask, "Why me? Why am I suffering?" we are in fact asking, "What kind of God are you?"
当我们问为什么是我，为什么我在受苦， 我们实际上是在问你是怎样的一个上帝。
John Walton, a prominent biblical scholar, has this to say. In all our difficult experiences, eventually we arrive at the place where it is no longer us, but God who is on trial.
John Wotton 说, 在我们的艰难中, 我们到达的结论是神被审讯, 而不是我们。
Another key reflection is how we understand the flourishing life in the suffering of Job.
另外一个重要的反思是我们在约伯的受苦中如何理解丰盛生命。
Can we even say that Job has a flourishing life?
我们可以说约伯有一个丰盛的生命吗?
A flourishing life is not one that is of wealth and health, but an undeterred trust in the God, in God, despite the unexplained suffering in our lives.
丰盛生命不是个人的财富或者健康, 而是尽管我们的生活中有无法解释的病痛和苦难, 我们对上帝的信靠仍然坚定不移。
This test of Job's faith is also a test of God's sovereignty in the created order.
约伯对上帝的信心的考验, 也是对上帝在受造世界中主权的一种考验。
Job's suffering is not a consequence of his sinful acts, but a part of a mysterious divine plan that was never revealed to Job in the first place.
约伯的受苦不是他犯罪的后果, 而是一个从未向约伯揭示的神圣奇妙计划的一部分。
All 42 chapters of Job, Job never knew why he was being tested, nor of the dialogue that took place in the heavenly realms between God and Satan.
整本约伯记42章里, 约伯都不知道他为什么会被考验, 他也不知道上帝与撒旦之间的对话。
And Job continued to trust in God despite no knowledge of this.
但约伯继续地信靠上帝。
God is sovereign over the good and the bad of this world.
上帝主宰这世界的好与坏。
The story of Job can help us develop a more mature sense of faith in our lives.
约伯的故事可以帮助我们有一个更深和一个更成熟的信念。
We are often not offered an explanation for our own sufferings.
我们常常不知道为什么我们会受苦。
Instead, we are asked to trust in God's wisdom.
相反的, 我们还被要求要相信上帝的智慧。
And in the process, to trust in God, to conclude by faith that He is also just.
并在整个过程中要凭信心得出
His ways are not our ways.
他的方式和我们的方式不一样。
Our questions may remain in our minds, but our hearts can still trust in Him.
我们可以继续地质疑, 但我们的心可以相信上帝。
Like Job, we can also submit to God in total obedience.
就像约伯一样, 我们也可以绝对地顺服。
Returning to Satan's first question to Job, does Job fear God for no reason?
回到撒旦原来的那个问题, 约伯会无条件地敬畏神吗?
For Job, the answer is a resounding yes.
对约伯来说, 答案是非常的肯定的。
But how about us?
我们呢?
Do we also fear God for no reason?
我们也会无条件地敬畏神吗?
Perhaps we also need time to reflect on this.
也许我们也需要时间来反思这一点。
Now, the story of Job is by far my favorite story in the whole Bible.
约伯的故事是我在整本圣经里最喜欢的故事。
Not only it is the most philosophical, but it is also pastoral in the most unusual sense.
它不仅仅是最富有哲理性的，它也是带有牧养性的。
How can someone be ministered by Job's story?
一个人如何被约伯这样的故事而被牧养呢？
For one, not all suffering is due to sinful acts.
第一，并非所有的受苦都是因为犯罪。
Job did not suffer as a consequence for his sins.
约伯的受苦并不是因为他犯罪。
Second, not all sufferings are explainable.
第二，并非所有的受苦都是可以解释的。
Job never knew why he was suffering.
约伯从不知道他为什么他受苦。
Thirdly, there is hope in the midst of our suffering.
第三，在我们受不公正的苦难中，还是有希望的。
Inconsequential, inexplicable hope in the midst of hopelessness.
无关紧要的，没有办法解释的，在绝望中的希望。
This brings me to my family's experience with having hope in the midst of hopelessness.
这让我想起我个人在绝望中拥有希望的那个经历。
And trusting God when there were no answers.
在没有答案的情况下继续的信靠上帝。
On 1st December 2019, my son Ezra was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer known as metastatic malignant germ cell tumor.
在2019年12月1号, 我的儿子仁义被诊断出患有一种罕见的绝症，称为转移性恶性生殖细胞瘤。
Very good. Yeah. My whole world was completely shattered by this news.
我整个世界都因为这个消息而垮了。
When my mom rushed to the hospital that day, she was crying. Why, Lord, why? Why not me?
当我妈妈赶到医院的时候，她哭着说：“主啊，为什么？为什么不是我？”
I was speechless.
我无话可说。
The only way to comfort her was just to hug her.
拥抱她是唯一能够安慰她的方法。
For no words of comfort were enough.
任何安慰的话都是不足够的。
The tumor had begun its mutation at the thymus gland, located at the anterior mediastinum, which is here.
肿瘤位于前线纵隔的胸腺开始突变。
It was about 8 cm by 8 cm in size when the surgeons removed it.
当外科医生把它切除的时候，它的那肿瘤的是大概大约是八公分乘八公分这么大。
The cancer had already spread to both his lungs.
癌症已经扩散到他两个肺部。
They call it stage 4.
就是第四阶段。
Two surgeons worked tirelessly for several hours to remove 30 over smaller tumors in his lungs.
两名外科医生不间断地工作了几个小时，从他的肺部切除了30多个较小的肿瘤。
After the successful operation, he was transferred to the intensive care unit to be monitored for recovery.
手术后，他被转移到加护病房接受监测。
And we thought, the worst is over.
我们以为最坏的情况已经过去了。
But it was not.
但事实并非如此。
Ezra had a hard time in recovery.
他仁义的复原过程非常辛苦。
He was heavily sedated for 3 to 5 days after surgery.
他在手术后的3到5天服用了大量的镇静剂。
He had 7 different tubes coming in and out of his body and also through his mouth.
他的身体和嘴里插着七根不同的管。
His vital stats were super erratic.
他的生命数据非常的不稳定。
Every few minutes, his blood pressure would shoot up through the roof, and often it would drop to dangerous levels.
每隔几分钟，他的血压就会飙升，而且也会经常突然间下降到危险的水平。
The monitors were constantly beeping through day and night.
那些监视器昼夜不停地发出那些哔哔声。
The doctors and nurses struggled to bring his condition to stability.
医生和护士费尽了心思，使他的病情稳定。
There was one unforgettable time when Ezra's whole body was shaking uncontrollably, like as if he was in an epileptic fit.
有一个令我非常难忘的事情，就是仁义的整个身体不受控制的在那边颤抖着，就像癫痫症发作的一样。
His body was in shock.
他的身体
shock. Yeah, never mind. I really thought we were going to lose Ezra at that moment.
我当时真的以为就要失去了那个仁义。
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
对我来讲是非常的不了解，也不明白。
Why would God allow the surgery to be successful and yet take away his life in recovery?
为什么上帝会允许一个非常顺利的手术，但却在他的康复期间呢，要夺去他的生命？
I prayed endlessly for God's mercy.
我不停地祷告，祈求上帝的怜悯。
Thankfully, after about 10 days in the ICU, he showed improvement in his condition and soon he was moved to the normal ward.
感谢主，他在加护病房住了10天后，他的病情有所好转，也被转移到了普通病房。
Today, he has been in remission cancer-free for more than 2 years and counting.
今天他已经两年多没有复发了。
I thank God every day for saving his life from the depths of cancer.
我每天都感谢上帝将他从绝症的深渊拯救出来。
I still have my unanswered questions.
我还是有一些那个没有得到答案的问题。
Maybe I'll find my answer when I meet God face to face.
也许当我与上帝面对面的时候，我将会得到我的答案。
Like Job, I do not believe that Ezra's cancer was a consequence of sin.
就像约伯一样，我不相信仁义的绝症是罪的后果。
Even though we are not blameless and upright like Job,
虽然我们并不像约伯那样的完全和那样的正直，
I do not believe that it was an eye for an eye punishment from God.
我不相信这是来自上帝以眼还眼的惩罚。
Cancer, like all illnesses, is just a part of being in a broken world.
与所有的疾病一样，绝症只是我们生活在这个破碎的世界的一部分。Thankfully,
God restored Ezra in a medical sense.
仁义他得到了医治。Our
faith was also restored.
我们的信心也得到了修复。Our
lives are always in God's hands.
我们的生命永远都在上帝的手中。Many
of us here would have lost someone we love in our lifetime.
我们这里的许多人都曾经失去我们所爱的人。Even
just the thought of losing someone you love is enough to bring much anxiety to us all.
即使只是想到将要失去某某人，这也足以给我们带来了焦虑。Sometimes
only in sickness and in death, we learn to appreciate how fragile our lives are.
有时候只有在疾病和死亡中，我们才能够认识到我们的生命是多么的脆弱。Many
of us here have struggled with painful medical condition for many years.
许多人很多年来都一直和病魔挣扎。Some
could be physical, some could be emotional.
有些是肉体上的，有些是精神上的。Yet
there were some healings for others, and yet none for some.
但有些人他得到医治，有些人却没有得到医治。We
don't really understand why.
我们真的是不明白为什么。We
were simply asked to trust in God in all things, good and bad.
我们被要求要信靠上帝，不管是好是坏。It
is hard to trust in God without answers.
没有答案，要这样子的去信靠上帝，真的是非常的难。It
is hard to differentiate between a genuine doubt and faith and losing our faith.
很难去区分真正的质疑和那失去信心，非常难的区分。After
the Holocaust, many Jews have lost faith in God.
大屠杀之后，很多犹太人对上帝失去信心。They
call themselves atheistic Jews.
他们叫自己无神论的犹太人。It
is not our place to judge.
我们不应该批判他们。Some
find God in peaceful times.
有些人在和平时期找到上帝。Others
in the midst of chaos and darkness.
其他人则在混乱的黑暗中找到上帝。Our
paths to God can take many forms.
我们到上帝面前的道路可以很多的形式。That
is the beauty of our faith. God works in mysterious ways.
这就是我们信仰的美妙之处，它是奇妙的。God
is sovereign.
它是至高无上的。God
gave his son to restore humanity upon him.
上帝赐下他儿子在他身上修复人性。Jesus
is the ultimate restoration.
耶稣是那最终的修复。
But Jesus restores the world not in the way we expect him to be.
但他不是以我们期待期望他的方式来修复。It
doesn't mean that Jesus will solve all the problems in this world.
这不意味着耶稣会解决我们世界上所有的问题。We
have our own responsibilities as well.
我们也有我们该负的责任。When
we see evil and injustice in the world, we are prompted to act justly.
当我们看到邪恶和不公平的时候呢， 我们要以公平正义的采取正义的行动。To
restore peace in the likeness of Christ.
在以上帝的样式、基督的形象来恢复、修复那真义。
It is easy to say Jesus is the answer.
要说耶稣就是那个答案是非常容易的。
It is hard to live as Jesus did.
要活得像耶稣这样是非常难的。
To take up your cross daily and to give your lives to others.
每天背起十字架，为他人献出生命。
May God teach us to obey and trust in Him even as we walk through the valley of death.
当我们走过死荫的幽谷的时候，愿上帝教导我们顺服和信靠他。
May we turn our eyes upon Jesus and humble ourselves before Him.
愿我们定睛向耶稣，在他面前谦卑自己。
May God have mercy on us all.
愿上帝怜悯我们所有的人。
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come humbly before you, and in your presence in this church, we want to confess our sins unto you. And we pray the Lord, you speak to us and bring us comfort when we are in pain and suffering for things that we have no understanding of. We pray that we will have the courage and the faith to continue to trust in you in all things good and bad. We want to pray also for people here who are sick, who are ill. We pray for Reverend Wei Kang and Reverend Xiao Hui, who are in recovery. We pray that, Lord, you help them to be back on their feet once again and to lead your church. And pray that, Lord, Father, let us be a witness to you, to the people around us. And we pray that, Lord, you continue to bring us comfort in our time of need. In Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Once again, good morning to one and all.
大家早上好。
Yeah, we are here to give a clearer understanding of what the church team is about. We'll be using this theme of flourishing life for 2 years.